Wisconsin Patients' Bill of Rights is unveiled at the state capitol. Robert Craig with Citizen Action of Wisconsin says the bill kicks off the debate about how the state will implement the national health care legislation.
It begins a public discussion of whether or not we should outlaw the worst health insurance industry abuses, and I think that's a productive discussion, but it creates a legislative vehicle where legislators have to take sides. Am I for discriminating against people with pre-existing conditions, or am I against it?
Under the measure, Wisconsin families would never have to worry about being denied insurance due to a pre-existing condition or losing their coverage when someone gets sick. According to the health department, many Wisconsinites could potentially be considered as having a pre-existing condition.
1 million people under 65, so excluding people who are retired, 1 million have a condition which the insurance industry would definitely exclude them for coverage for. Okay, that's a huge number of people. 2.4 million have a condition that they could either exclude them or charge a discriminatory rate. So 2.5 million people are affected by pre-existing conditions.
Craig explains, if insurance actuaries believe that your condition increases the likelihood that you would cost the insurance company more money, they could simply charge you more, exclude you from coverage altogether, or carve out a portion of the policy. Craig says this patient's bill of rights would guarantee everyone would be able to buy affordable health insurance coverage. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.